Ketchikan's school district reported just 12 cases of COVID-19 last week. And under the school district's four-level COVID-19 plan, that means masks are now optional at Ketchikan's 8 public schools. Most high school students KRBD interviewed over lunch on Tuesday welcomed the move.
I'm happy. I get to see my friends' faces finally. I can breathe. So a few more alive, 100%.
If COVID levels get worse, then masks should be required again, but I think it's kind of nice and refreshing, I guess, seeing everyone.
I'm personally fine with it. I wear masks around the school still, but I'm not going to harass anyone for their option.
Voices there from sophomore Alexander Gilly, freshman Ella Schull, and sophomore Nicholas Carr. Registrar Rhonda Bowling says she's glad to see masks optional in school.
Every kid I see, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful to see your beautiful smile.
In a survey conducted earlier this school year, students tended to favor looser mask requirements, whereas teachers and staff tended to prefer stricter mask rules. If cases rise again, masks would be back, but that could change if there's a shift in policy. On Wednesday, Ketchikan's school board is scheduled to consider lifting nearly all COVID-19 restrictions at district schools. In other words, masks would be gone for good.
Well, a proposal is to make masking optional at all levels and to cease the practice of sending home kids who aren't sick.
That's school board member Paul Robbins Jr. He's sponsoring the proposal.
I'm basically trying to make it to where we're starting to treat this COVID illness and its new variant, which is not nearly as harmful as the previous ones, as we do other sicknesses. If kids have symptoms, then they go home. If they don't have symptoms, then they stay in school. We shouldn't be removing children from the classroom who aren't sick.
He says the district should not send home students who test positive for COVID-19 that do not show symptoms.
If a kid gets tested and has COVID, has a positive test, regardless of whether they're actually sick or not, they need to go home under the current policy. And that's what we're trying to change is if they're not symptomatic, if they're not sick, then they shouldn't be going home. And that goes for teachers or students.
But what does it mean to be sick, per se? And can people without symptoms still spread the virus? Public health nurse Arizona Jacobs says yes.
Bottom line is yes. Infected people can transmit the virus both when they have symptoms and when they don't have symptoms.
She's encouraging Ketchikan's school board to take it a little slower.
So I just want to caution people into from rolling back too many at one time. Like, let's be thoughtful about this. Let's do this one at a time. And then maybe we don't need them back.
Dr. Timothy Horton at Peace Health Medical Group in Ketchikan says it's not uncommon for people without symptoms to be contagious.
About 45% of people that spread it are asymptomatic themselves.
The Ketchikan pediatrician says federal guidelines seek to balance the risk of spreading COVID-19 against the benefits of in-person work or school. He points to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recent decision to shorten isolation recommendations to 5 days as an example. Jacobs says removing all COVID-19 restrictions might make it difficult to reimpose them if it turns out they're needed again.
And it's also really hard to put some of these things back. So if we take masks away completely, can we ever put them back? If we are facing a massive outbreak of a far more deadly variant, can we put them back?
Paul Robbins Jr., the school board member who wants to end masks, says yes. If there's a surge in cases or a more dangerous strain arose, the school board could always change the rules again.
We could have a special meeting, or the superintendent could simply email the board to make adjustments to the Start Strong plan and it can be approved. What I'm doing is making sure that we're not unnecessarily removing kids from school under the current variants we're dealing with.
Ketchikan's school board is scheduled to consider the proposal on Wednesday. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.